Holly Dennison, a program technician with ADF&G in Sitka, says the grizzly sow was last seen on Tuesday in Schaefer's Trailer Court on Halibut Point Road. Police officers responding to the call were charged by the sow, and they fired rubber shotgun rounds to haze her from the area. Since that time, her four cubs frequently have been seen in the vicinity. On Friday, they were reported eating berries on Ross Drive and later in Schaefer's Trailer Court. Saturday morning, they were in Pioneer Park adjacent to C-Mart and later in the C-Mart parking lot. Police cordoned off the park area, but a woman at around 8 p.m. was reported to have thrown fish to the cubs, telling bystanders that these bears need to eat. ADF&G has no confirmed information on the whereabouts of the sow. They presume she is dead. Dennison says ADF&G biologists decided to try and capture the cubs beginning at around 8 a.m. on Sunday. By midday, three had been darted on Davidoff Street and transported to the Fortress of the Bear habitat on Sawmill Creek Road. The fourth cub climbed a tree and presented a difficult shot for biologists. Fortress co-director Evie Kinnear says it was transported to the facility but did not survive.
He had been darted in the side, in the lung, and didn't make it. And Burgess, it was a valiant effort on his part, came out, and everybody worked really hard to try to save him, but they just weren't able to.
Veterinarian Burgess Bowder reports the cub was 45 to 50 pounds and had a collapsed lung. He describes the animal's condition as ribby with some fat. The surviving cubs responded eagerly to the dog food that was put out for them. Evie Kinnear says that the three cubs have been placed in the night holding area in the habitat currently used by Killisnoo and Shaik, brother bears orphaned in Angoon in 2007. The cubs are roughly the same age as Killisnoo and Shaik were when they were captured, though as quadruplets they are a few inches smaller. The fortress began as a pair of concrete clarifier tanks for the Alaska Pulp Corporation mill. The second tank has been used as a petting zoo and domestic animal farm. Kinnear says there is about 2 weeks' worth of work to do to make it a bear habitat.
The night holding house on the other side has been gated and is ready for, there's just some concrete that has to be poured on this floor, and it's ready. And then 80% of the animals have been moved out already.
Kinnear says that the farm and petting zoo have been heavily utilized by schools and social service organizations, and that the fortress plans to keep the exhibit going outside of the bear habitat. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has issued a permit for Fortress of the Bear to temporarily house the three cubs through the winter and spring. After that, the future of the cubs is uncertain. Rod Flynn is the regional supervisor for ADF&G in Juneau. He says the department maintains a list of organizations which want to house brown bears, but it's sometimes not straightforward.
Often an institution is not prepared to take it right away, and that's my understanding right now. There are several institutions that are looking for cubs, but they may not be able to handle them for some period of time. So in that case, we do look for temporary holding facilities that can take care of the cubs in the short term.
Flynn believes that the department could make a decision about placement in a week or two. Evie Kinnear says it's possible that at least one or all of the cubs could remain in Sitka. She says the fortress has been in touch with a zoo looking for two bears. Since it's stressful to break up siblings, Kinnear says it's not out of the question that Killisnoo and Shaik could be moved out to make way for the cubs.
The purpose has always been is to take them, rescue them so they're not killed, and then beyond that, find housing for them. If we can house them, great. If we can find other housing that's suitable and meets our criteria and that they'll get a high level of care, then we'll move them on.
With each habitat at 3/4 of an acre, Kinnear says the fortress could legally house 9 bears, though she feels 5 or 6 would be a more suitable number. She says that the Department of Fish and Game plays the largest role in deciding how many bears end up there. ADF&G's Rod Flynn describes this most recent capture as an acute situation. And while the department is fortunate to have a temporary holding facility, this is not a scenario he's interested in repeating very often. Flynn says there's evidence to suggest this sow and four cubs had become habituated to eating trash. He warns that the effort to capture these cubs is not a substitute for personal responsibility.
It's really important people do take care of their human trash, and so it's not an attractant for the bears, because there's been other bears. My understanding, there's other bears around town, and it could be another, you know, problem around the corner if those things aren't taken care of.
At least three sows with cubs have been frequent visitors in town this summer, taking advantage of the excellent berry crop. Sitka police issued several warnings to residents about garbage as they responded to literally dozens of bear calls, but no one was cited under the city's year-old garbage ordinance. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.